Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get them, Josh.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rianne Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. And we are gearing up to go on tour, ladies and gentlemen. We leave tomorrow for San Diego bright and early. Can't wait to see these beautiful faces right in front of me at the crack of dawn, getting ready to go to San Diego. How are you guys feeling?
I'm not ready. I did not do enough of what I was supposed to do this weekend. And we'll probably be up pretty late, worried about forgetting stuff today.
Noah, how about you?
I'm like, there's just any early flight, there's a part of me that's like a little worried I'm going to miss it or like sleep through the flight.
I have this terrible... This terrible quality about myself where I really value sleep more than most things. And it's bad. Like I will move things around just to get more sleep. Like flights, I'll be like, I will pay whatever to get on a later flight. And you just can't do that. So no. I'm with you, Noah. But I know I won't oversleep it. I know that I'll wake up for it. I'd love to just snuggle right back into bed.
Sometimes I'll wake up and like my alarm didn't go off and it says the time. Now I don't understand why. And I'm like, that could happen tomorrow.
It won't happen tomorrow.
Is it on your phone? Like, do you use your phone?
On my phone. It'll just like randomly happen where like it didn't go off for some reason. I don't know.
Or maybe you slept through it.
There's no way.
Well, true, because it doesn't shut off.
But like you could definitely, I think it's very possible like to be in sleep.
I'm just turn it off.
And like hit that stop button without realizing you hit the stop button.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or the volume on your phone. Either way,
I'm not going to miss
excited.
It.
I'm not going to miss it. I am so excited. I was looking at the itinerary that we set up. Obviously, you know, we got the shows. We're nervous about that. But this is going to be a lot of fun. Like, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to all these different places. We're doing a lot of cool things. It's going to be a little stressful at times, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Right. We have no hair and makeup for Wednesday.
We don't. We didn't plan that. We did nothing this weekend to get ready for this trip.
No.
So
we did not.
What are you going to do?
That's just the
way it
is.
Figure it out. We always do.
That's just the way it is.
Franny babes. We got this.
Yeah. Yeah. So on the road. I also like keep, it's not like, I don't know why I'm so stressed about forgetting something. Like, we're going to be, I can find it. Whatever I forget, I'll be able to find.
Exactly. If you leave something behind, we will be able to get it. Exactly. Like, and the beauty of the world now and the privilege that we have, Uber Eats, Instacart.
Yeah.
Boom. That, can deliver anything right to your door.
That sounded like an ad.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My mom yesterday, I was on the phone with her and she's like, don't forget to bring your medicine. And I was like, what medicine? Like, and she's like, oh, I don't know, Advil. I'm like, they have that wherever we're going. Like, it's not like we're going into like a war zone.
I pack all of that. I make sure I have every medicine under the sun.
I'm with Mrs.
I got allergy pills. Pack the medicine. I got headache medicine.
Let me tell you something, Noah. When the time comes when you want that Advil, the last thing you want to do is have to go out and buy it.
Yeah. You want that shit ASAP.
Yeah, they probably have it in the hotel, but yeah.
Sometimes
No. You want the good stuff. You want Excedrin. Like you need the good stuff.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll be locked and loaded.
We will be locked and loaded. Not major topics to talk about today. Yeah, obviously, you know what? Coachella happened this weekend again, weekend two.
You know what popped into my head? Did you listen a lot to Elvis Duran?
In the morning show?
In the morning show, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of thinking how, like, none of the topics are really, like, worth their own extensive conversation. But it's kind of, anytime I think that, where it's like, oh, how do we, like, rapidly just kind of go through some of the stuff that happened this weekend? The Greg T's Topic Train song pops into my head. Greg T's Topic Train.
I don't remember that.
You don't? Oh, Greg T's Topic Train?
I remember like War of the Roses.
Yeah, okay. Greg T's Topic Train is basically what popped into my head is us just being like, well, it was Gigi Hadid's birthday. They all went out in New York. They looked fantastic. Blake Lively aging backwards. Did you see her?
I saw outfit? Those pictures. Yes.
Holy moly. She looks so good. Kim and Pete went on a date to Jon Stewart being honored in DC. He won an award.
Oh yeah, I was beautiful. At the Kennedy Center. I saw a lot of people were there.
Kennedy Center. She flew there. And then, like you said, Coachella weekend too. Harry and Lizzo.
Yeah, Harry and Lizzo was very cool. Everyone was freaking out about that. Coachella weekend too is always a little less exciting than the first weekend because you see everything the first weekend. What I thought was interesting and shady was Olivia O'Brien tweeted that her friends that don't make music will never understand how important it is that they show up to her sets. And somebody replied and wrote, I thought it was really nice how you said in your Zach Sang interview that people showed up to your friend showed up to your Coachella set, even though they were feeling terrible. And she goes, that didn't happen weekend two. So something must have happened with her friends where they didn't show up to her set the second weekend. And I don't know why I'm invested in this drama, but now I am.
I gotta say, like, I totally understand that. I get that. Like, you want your friends to support. But if they're all there weekend one, I think I'd feel kind of bad making them all show up again for weekend two. Like,
no, but if they're at Coachella.
Oh.
They're at Coachella.
Oh, they were already there. Okay,
I think
yes.
That's what
okay,
she's implying. Like, okay. They were at Coachella and did not show up to her set.
Okay, then yes. 100% I agree with that.
You know, the
like
coolest...
if you're already there, figure it
yes.
out.
The coolest part to me is, like, seeing Harry Styles in the crowd watching Billie Eilish and just, like, other major artists just, like, watching as a fan.
Yeah, there's a video on TikTok that was, like, just... Once again, Timothée Chalamet everywhere. That guy cannot be stopped. But there was one video that was like everyone was posting and resharing was Olivia Wilde in the crowd and then like Kendall Jenner like right behind her. And, like Kendall was like taking pictures and Olivia was bopping around. But yeah, I mean, Lizzo is an absolutely phenomenal person to bring out. Their duet was amazing. The selfish...
Who still has a house phone?
The Chiffos. Their duet was amazing. The selfie she posted with him was very funny. I feel like Lizzo just absolutely loves Harry Styles as much as the rest of us do. Billie Eilish brought out Hayley Williams, which was really cool. They sounded amazing together, singing some Paramore. It was awesome. Like those two, I couldn't think of honestly a better duo that makes sense. Like I've never really thought of them together, but when I saw the videos, I was like, oh my God, that is the perfect person for her to bring out.
Every time I hear Happier Than Ever, I cry. It's such a great song. I listen to it like over and over and over again after I saw the videos of them performing together. It's such a good song.
It really is. It really is. And then honestly, like it was that was the biggest stuff. Oh, you know, has been just dominating TikTok is Selena Gomez. I don't know what she like. She loves TikTok. She loves acting things out on TikTok. And she did the hat song together on TikTok, which was very funny. It looked like they were maybe having some drinks. She had a White Claw on her hands, ready so to have a good time.
I'm confused by Selena Gomez on TikTok because does that mean she's on the internet now? Because remember, she wasn't on the internet. So I assume she is. It's not that she's making these TikToks and having somebody post them for her.
Yeah. I'm guessing because like she also posted three, like on Saturday night, she posted three, like within a minute of each other, of like them trying to do the whole song. And the first two, they like messed up in each one. So I got to imagine she was doing this herself. Now I feel like maybe internet means like websites, you know, like she's on TikTok. Maybe she's not on Twitter. I doubt, but, and maybe she has like some restrictions with Instagram, but maybe she's just like, she's not like browsing the web, Googling yeah. herself, things like that. But she's definitely on TikTok. She's
it's hard.
Very active.
It's hard not to go on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The Selling Sunset new season is out. Everybody watch. We have Mary on Wednesday's episode. So if you haven't finished the season yet, make sure you finish by Wednesday.
Did they have a beauty lens on the Selling Sunset cameras when they film? Because they, why they does always everything... have. Yeah, no, I know. But this season especially, I'm like, what is happening? Like, everything looks perfect.
Yeah, let me tell it you, we really can't get does. That kind of... If only we could get that type of lighting, huh?
Jesus Christ, the lighting.
We'd look phenomenal with actually, that kind of lighting.
Yeah, since you brought that up, I've seen some comments being like, is it just me or is the lighting like totally different? We are trying to fix the lighting in the studio and it's just not working right now. So
it's terrible.
The
guys.
Lighting in our studio is so bad that I genuinely, and Fran too, say to Noah, like, do we look that bad in person? Because yeah. I am not under the impression that I look that bad in person. I would like to think I look a lot better.
But boy, YouTube thumbnail shows up.
Oh my God. I'm like, I look like death as a yeah. human being.
Yeah.
Like that. I resemble death. Like when I see myself on camera, I am like, that is the most hard looking human being I've ever seen. So we're trying to figure out this lighting, but yeah. it's hard.
We changed it and it just made us look darker. I don't, it's terrible. It's really awful. Fixing the lighting was just some guy putting up paper lanterns above us. Like, I don't know what the hell that did. Like, I'm sorry. Those were paper lanterns that you buy off Amazon for like $8. No, it was like, they have Bluetooth. You could change the light in them. I'm like, 8-year-olds buy those for their bedrooms and they play with the light. Like they have a clicker yeah. and they change the lights.
Right. I like, how is that supposed to
help? How is that supposed to help our studio?
It doesn't. We look terrible, or I look terrible at least when I see those videos.
It's awful. That's a work in progress. You know what I watched this weekend that I actually really liked? I thought was really good was the Abercrombie documentary on Netflix.
I want to watch that.
Kind of sad thing to bring up, but I just did not realize this. Obviously, they talked about Summer Girls, Alpha, you know, I like girls who wear Abercrombie and Fitch. And two of the members of LFO are dead. Is that awful? There's only three of them.
That really took a dark turn.
I know. Because I saw, and you know, TMZ had posted about one of the guys talking about the song being in the documentary, and I was reading it, and it was like two of the other guys have passed away, like in the last 10 years, both because of cancer, different types of cancer. So awful. It was like, oh my God. It was like. Because the headline was like the one living member of LFO. I was like, how, what?
That is really sad.
I know. But the documentary is really, really good. The music is really, really good. It's a total throwback. And it is very interesting because when Abercrombie, I felt like started to go out of style for me and like my age, I didn't realize the bigger issues that were happening because I was still kind of young enough to where my friends were just like, the logo's not cool anymore. Like it's too, mm-hmm. everything's too, like those were the reasons. Like it wasn't like, oh, they're selling like pretty like racist graphic t-shirts. Like I think I was just like still too young. And then of course, like I remember the conversation around the hiring process and all things like that. It was real. It was really good. I highly recommend checking that out if you haven't watched it.
I'm definitely going to watch that. I think it's very interesting. I tried watching the Von Dutch one and I was so bored to death with that, but But I think that this one sounds a lot more interesting.
Yeah. And it's not too long. It's like a little under an hour and a half and it moves really fast. Mm-hmm. Like it's not, they have a lot of like good, insightful people. They have former employees. They have journalists that covered, you know, Abercrombie during the time. So it was really well done, I thought. And I really liked it. And yeah, I was going to say to finish off Greg T's topic train, Zendaya is not going to be at the Met Gala. So let's just cancel it.
Yeah, I saw that. She said she's got to work and people are very upset about that. The second year in a row that she won't be at the Met Gala.
I kind of feel like she must not really want to go, you know, like I understand working and like she's a professional. And if she's scheduled to be on set, she's probably not messing that up. Like she's filming a major movie right now in Boston. So like, I get it. But I also feel like she has the power to be like, guys, I need Monday off. I'll be back on Tuesday.
Right. But there's so much that goes into the Met Gala, like the planning of the outfit and everything. So it's like, it's not just popping in real quick to go to the Met Gala. And Zendaya never misses when it comes to red carpet. So she's not going to just throw something together. She's not going to have
that. Nope. Never would have that.
So she probably wants to make it really good. So if she's busy, she can't find the time to get ready for the Met Gala.
Yeah. You're right.
We got to cut Zendaya some slack. She's a hardworking bitch.
You're right. I'm just sad because I think, and like with this year's theme, she would have come up with something incredible. Oh, well, maybe next year.
We'll see some others. Maybe next year we'll see some others.
Yeah. I'm still holding out. I'm still holding out for Kim and Pete to walk together.
Oh yeah. I don't think they'll walk together, but I think that they will take pictures inside together.
Yeah. I hope so.
I hope so too. Okay. All right. Let's get into the show. We got our Kardashians recap with Joey and Pat, who we work with from Out
which
and About.
Which really is really just a conversation with Joey and Pat.
Yes, it's an interesting conversation for sure.
It's more Joey and Pat than it is Kardashians, because I don't know, like a lot of our listeners haven't met them yet. So this is a very good intro to them and their podcast. And they're leaving to film Barstool vs. America, which we discussed as well. So it's very funny.
It is very fun. And we also have a great Beat Rhee and Fran.
Great.
Yeah. Great Beat Rhee and Fran. And for the people that say they don't like Beat Rhee and Fran, a girl came up to me yesterday and the only thing she said was how much she loves Beat Rhee and Fran. So that was the justification that I needed.
Boy, I really miss these criticisms. I don't see this.
You don't read the podcast reviews like I do.
No.
And honestly don't.
I try and stay away from the podcast reviews because it's just
the podcast reviews are bloodbath.
It's just always,
especially for me.
It's just always mean shit.
It's a madhouse for Noah in the podcast reviews.
Yeah, and like I didn't check for a while. In general. I didn't check for a while, and then I looked like last week, and that's when I was like, oh yeah, guys, I'm gonna stop talking because.
Yeah, and I said, don't stop talking because that is the minority and. It's the vocal minority versus like the majority of people who listen. They don't speak up and they love you, Noah. And so I've checked the podcast reviews maybe like once a week. And every time I pop in,
oh my God, once a week?
Well, sometimes there's constructive criticism in there.
Yeah.
And other times it's just a madhouse. So it doesn't affect me though. That's the thing. Like if I thought that checking the reviews affected me and how I act, then I would stop checking them. Like I have other things.
That's why I don't check them because
it would affect you.
I actively see myself changing what I'm doing.
Right. I don't change what I'm doing after reading them. I know.
Although now this conversation, now I'm curious and it's probably going to make me go look and then I'm going to be upset. So
no. Don't do that, Fran. Don't do that. I just was saying that this person loved Beat Rhee and Fran so much. It was all she could talk about. And so we got a great Beat Rhee and Fran.
And the amount of people who send in questions or who ask to be on the show, like it's more than the few people who are like, I don't like this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So let's get into it. Starting off with Joey and Pat.
We all saw Coinbase's 2022 Super Bowl commercial. They had their floating QR code. Everybody was like, what is this? What could this be for? Well, it was Coinbase. If you've been looking to level up your financial portfolio, it's always good to diversify. Why not think about cryptocurrency? Backed by the world's leading investors, Coinbase keeps your portfolio safe and secure while adding crypto into the mix. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. The user experience is top of the line and includes multiple resources to keep the user up to date on the crypto world. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor all your crypto in one place. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/CITO. So sign up at coinbase.com/CITO for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/CITO.
All right, let's get into our Kardashian recap, the second episode. But we are joined by two special guests. We have Joey and Pat from the Out and About pod that is at Barstool here with us.
Right.
We are very excited to have them in. They were very bold and said, hey, how come you guys never asked to have us on the podcast?
Yeah, it was an invitation 5 years in the making for me. It took a while. I was Joey's like, Rhea, go fucking ask her right now. I was like,
I was scared when I first got here because I didn't care about all the guys. Like,
you're scared of you.
I was terrified of all the girls, like you, Casey Smith, you, and who's the other one? Brianna. Like, I was scared of the girls.
You weren't scared of publicity though.
No, I checked her like a fish to water. Yeah. Okay.
Now he went right.
I was going to ask what your first impressions were, and also, by the way, when you asked to come on this podcast, I said, "Why haven't I been asked to come on yours?"
Yeah.
No. I'm still waiting for the invite because you guys were once again invited.
I mean, you guys, you know, you're big fish here, and I kind of nervous about seeing, you know, meeting you, and like I didn't know like what everyone thought of me when I came in here. Like, who's this queen coming in here, trying to think, you know? So I was nervous to tell you, but you were very, very nice to me, and I felt very welcomed.
Good. You
this
should.
This is actually Joey's second time on our show.
It is.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. I remember. Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the first?
Because he came on together years ago.
You kind of just invited yourself on.
Maybe like 2018.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
It was a long time ago.
At the old office.
And we had a great. I remember finishing that interview and being like, wow. We really like Joey.
Yes, and you know, you joined the podcast with Pat Out and About, and there was one night at my house that Devin and I just watched all your guys' episode on YouTube.
You texted
I texted you that night, and
is Devin
like,
your lover?
Devin is Devin,
well,
my
in some
lover.
Some people do think.
Noah?
I've never met you.
He's our producer.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Some people do think that Devin is my lover. She is not, but you know, she could be. But we just.
It's called a tease in the biz.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We just watched all the episodes and we were crying laughing.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah. So good. So make sure you guys check that out on YouTube.
Thank you.
So, so funny. I just love how you guys really just say whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. You really do.
Good banter.
I couldn't believe it was coming out of your mouth. And I was like, I wish I could talk like that.
I know. You girls have to be careful. I have nothing to lose. Literally. Yeah. I'm in my silver years, my golden years now.
Now she's gone through menopause.
Yeah,
she's
I've been through my changes, you know. And now I just take my Boniva and, you know, pray to wake up the next morning. So I got nothing to lose.
Just start hot. I was like, all right, if you're coming in, let's just start hot. That way they can't cancel us. Yeah. So that's what we did.
No, we just talked about border jumping today. We have
pass by your desk this morning, and you turned to Pat and said, this is going to get us canceled.
Yeah.
And you were like, let's do it.
Yeah, because he wanted to wear
a taco hat.
We pre-recorded our Cinco de Mayo episode because we're going on Barstool vs. America. And the decorations that she brought in for Cinco de Mayo, I was a little like, I didn't know what we could. He's like, now we need mustaches. I was like, why? He's like, well, south of the border, that's a popular fashion. I was like,
and then we just came off 420 episode where we had dreadlock wigs we had to hide.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know what's appropriate and what's not. Our age is showing. Yeah. Our privilege is showing.
Yeah.
You guys just do you, but you're doing Barstool versus America. How do you feel about that?
Because you have
Pat,
a strategy.
Pat did it last
each other?
Year.
Mm-mm. I'm worried about Dana Pierce is going to bat his eyelashes at him.
Oh,
and next thing you know, I'm kicked to the
like
curb.
Dana?
Oh my god, yes.
No, he likes any straight boy who's nice.
Not
which
anyone.
Is Noah, don't make eye contact with him because he will blow
you. Who's like the hottest here? Is Dana
ever?
On your list?
Yeah. Oh no, I mean Dana was on my list. If I had to, I mean, if number one here is Billy Football. Everyone knows that we've been dating for many years. Billy and Chef Donnie are my two favorite boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. All the blondes.
Yeah. But then if I could pick, I like Caleb Presley. I think he is so
another
cute.
Another blonde.
You never met
yeah,
Caleb.
I love blondes. Yeah. I never met him in person.
But he also likes Jeff D.
My mother also loves Caleb.
My dad loves Caleb.
Yeah. He's just so personable and funny. Those are those kind of guys I like. But, you know, definitely Danny Beers is on the list.
He likes anyone who can make him feel petite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that's why I hang out with you.
So that's why he hangs out with me.
So no strategy going in?
I'm trying to get him to commit to a like alliance. What is it? Allegiance? Alliance?
Alliance.
An alliance with me, and he's like tiptoeing around, like committing to it.
Well, I'm using when I'm getting there. I'm trying to do the least amount of physical stress possible. So if I have to get an alliance with you, and that means I have to like climb a wall or something, I'm going to be fuck off. No,
we had a literal hypnotist.
I don't want the money, and I don't want that house. I don't care.
You have the advantage. Yeah.
$10,000 for your second season. Thank you.
He's worried that he's gonna like cry on the show.
Who
and
are
like,
you the most worried about?
I'm most worried about of I the don't cast I so don't far. Trust Dana. I don't trust Dana Beers as far as I could throw him, because the last time we were on, Dana was trying to paint me as the snake, and meanwhile I'm sitting in the front seat of the RV and I see him and hear him saying, oh, I don't give a fuck about Pat, let's just kick Pat off the thing. Mm-hmm. So Dana Beers is on my shit list. He also hasn't made eye contact with me in 2 years, so I know. So, this is not a shady now, show, but
so,
I will be shady.
No, you could be shady. All right. And so now that Dana's on your shit list,
yeah,
but you are batting your eyes at Dana, do you care that he's on the shit list, or are you still like
no,
Dana?
I don't care. I'm not there to see the country, have fun with my friends, go to these happy hours.
It's
and hopefully
for...
make money and make some good content. Like I'm a scene stealer, so I know my role there. I'm gonna go in, act.
Who are
you
worried
dramatic.
About?
I'm not worried about anyone. I'm worried about being uncomfortable in a bus with people that I don't not really know. I know
he's worried about the bathroom situation on the bus because she shits six times a day.
I'm fine with Trish and the girls. Nick and KB, I'm fine with. It's the Marty and Dana that I feel strange about because I don't really know them very well.
You can't
so
read
sleeping,
them.
If I have to sleep with them the first night in the bus, like and they take Trish away from me, I'm gonna have more social anxiety. And I only have so many pills. Okay,
I think you'll be fine with them.
He's gonna be fine. Yeah.
We'll I mean, just like, you know, like sleeping. Like I always have to get home, picked up at sleepovers, because I would like get there thinking, oh my god, I'm excited, and then I'd have to go to sleep. I'd be like, oh, I hate it here.
You
get me out of here.
That left in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I had to.
I always made fun of that.
Yeah,
person.
Sorry. But until I realized that you can touch the boys' penises, and then I was like, well, then I'm going
to
stay.
There is an experimental phase, which we're hoping will carry over onto the show.
Yeah,
I just don't know.
No, but I'm not nervous about anything. I want to have fun. I'm a good time. I don't like controversy. I don't like fighting.
He likes mental warfare, which is the worst kind of controversy. Because
I will flirt with men in front of you. Derail your focus.
Do you think Joey's brought you out of your shell a little bit?
Oh, definitely.
I've never
been funny until I got here.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. He's being a shady little bitch.
I'll be honest.
I kind of agree with Joey a little bit.
What is this, 3-on-1?
Well, you're definitely funnier.
No,
we talked about
like shining
pines.
So much more.
I'm taking that as an insult. I need to
Kevin
take that
said,
as a compliment.
Joey,
yes.
You are shining
made
so
you,
much more.
You.
Joey said, made you come out.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Like, at first people thought, like, is he really gay?
Yeah, it was tough when you're, like, alone here, and it's like, okay, who am I going to, like,
but
do
every
something?
Time I went on there, I thought he was the funniest person until I got to know him. And
how long did it take for you guys to know you guys had something good?
I think, do you want to answer this? Who wants to answer first? I think almost like,
immediate.
So I tried to get Snooki on my show, and they're like, well, she's not available, but Joey is. And I was like, great. He was funny on, what is it, Answering the Internet, whatever it is. And he came on, and like, we sat down and like joked around a little, and I was like, oh, he's just as crazy as me. So for me, it was immediate.
Yeah. And then with the second thing you referred to my surgery as top surgery, it was the funniest thing ever.
Because he had his tits, he had gynecologist, he had his tits removed. And I go, oh, you had top surgery, which is what like
trans
people got their things off. And he... tears were pouring down his face. Now,
so
you haven't
funny.
Seen the scars.
Wait, so you had this surgery?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to have that done, but it was like, it was, you know, just something I like to do. But I got it for free. Okay, I sold the Daily Mail, and I got free titties.
Was it instant?
My titties?
No, not your titties. Those developed over years. Like, did you know
chemistry?
That we had some chemistry?
Yeah. Oh my God, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I had fun the whole time until...
I don't think anybody realized how crazy you were until Joey came around.
Everyone said that. Like, I'm not. No, not
secretly,
like,
we knew some stories secretly.
Well, I'm excited that the Billionaire Bennett's going to be coming with us.
Billionaire Bennett.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, true.
That's going to be an easy one to turn people against. I go, Al, you really want
not
to
against.
What do you think she's going to do on the bus?
I think she's
never
athletic.
Been on a train.
She seems.
What?
I mean, she was. Until New York, she had never been on a train.
Like, when she got on Amtrak, like, she was like, this is the best. You didn't see her stories on her Instagram stories?
Oh, yeah.
She's
I think she's
going to
like it. I think she's going to like roughing it. I mean,
it's going to be slumming it.
She's been delivering fancy her whole life. This is something fun for her.
That's
right, right.
You know what I mean? I just started living comfortably, and now I got to go back to the depths of hell.
Yeah.
I like Alex Bennett. I think she's going to be.
I do too.
Sneaky, very good at this. She's very athletic,
cunning.
Well, she's got
charming, the
Southern charm.
Right.
I think it's a good
favor.
Group. Yeah. I do think it's a really good group.
I
think it's going to be very fun.
And what's different about this year, which I think is exciting. Last year there was a little toxicity. with Dana Beers and Marty. Mm-hmm. And who else were the other ones? Oh, and Vibs and Spider. Anyway, what this is, you know, the glue that's going to hold everyone together is Nick and KB. They preach kindness is cool, and they have that vibe. And I think that hopefully it rubs off a little bit onto
you. Think Nick more than KB.
No, but I don't trust
that
KB.
Kindness is cool.
I don't.
They
at
are
all.
Kind. To me, they
Nick
are.
Is. Nick is very kind.
Nick's, yeah,
Nick is.
KB's a little rat.
KB doesn't know what's going on most of the
time.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I think that they just don't care, and that's where that will come into play.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to care to, like, go behind people's backs and make stuff happen, whereas, like, Dana's probably going to slip up and tell everybody what the plan is. Like,
Dana's mental capacity, like, in terms of strategy, it all fell apart at the end of the last season. Like, he tried to, like, strategize at the end, and then he ended up fucking himself out of the money and the house all in the course of like,
on the
30
slide.
Seconds.
He did it to himself.
Yeah. On the slide?
Yeah. All he had to do was throw it, and he would have had a house and money with his best friend, and instead, I, like, bullied him. I was like, don't you fucking throw this. He was like, okay. And then I ended up winning. It was great.
Yeah. Ooh. And we had a great time. Jersey Shore?
You were down a bunch.
Yeah, I was. It was a good time.
See, I always like drinking with Rhea, but I've always been a little afraid of
her.
Like, whenever
together.
We go out, I'm like, what? Rhea's a blight. You too. But I'm just afraid
time.
Of you guys.
Why
you're
are you afraid?
Time. I don't know. I'm intimidated by women. To tell you the complete truth, I am. You're like, he's like a
fruit fly.
Fruit you love publicity.
Where did you grow up?
Long Island.
Oh, got it. Yeah. I blew two guys from Ronkonkoma. One was a cop. Oh, no, sorry. Babylon. I slept with someone as an attendant in from Ronkonkoma.
Do you know your numbers?
No. Butt numbers?
Butt sex number? Yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Probably around like 10.
You don't know your blowjob numbers?
No.
That's a number.
Countless.
You can't count that high. You literally can't count that high.
After a certain point, stop counting.
Yeah.
No. For the best.
Do you know yours, Trish?
Nope.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So I was watching Shameless recently.
And such a hot gay storyline.
Okay, so you watched Shameless.
I would fast forward to the gay parts.
Yeah, so Ian, obviously, is gay and Shameless, and him and Mickey, right? They just cut right to the chase. Like, all of a sudden, his dick would be inside him, and that was
That's
it.
That's not how it is.
And I was going to be like, that seems like that would just hurt if it just happened like that fast.
Yeah.
That's not what happens.
No. Okay. You get to ease it in.
Yeah.
You need a glass of Pinot Grigio first, girl.
Yeah.
You need a glass of
Pinot. I feel
like
that's just like the classic TV movie sex for all people.
Right. That
like,
is true.
But even gays aren't even like, so I guess
straight,
some grinder gays are
like
that.
Yeah, straight, but they're like kissing a little bit, and it's like slow, whatever. With this, it was just like, turn around, and then a boom, and I was like, yeah.
That's right. Fake news media.
Thank you for clearing that up for me.
Fake news.
Yep. Thanks for clearing that up. All right. Should we talk Kardashians?
Talk some Kardashians. Since we couldn't have, you know, Pat had the flu, we wanted to talk about the first episode. We're going to do the second. But let's just your initial thoughts for the rebrand.
I love it. So it's giving me Laguna Beach vibes. It's giving much more docuseries style. I mean, I did get a little dizzy with the drones. A little drones. But I like how it's like kind of showing more, and they're not just sitting there on their phones. They're actually doing things and speaking.
It feels real.
They break the fourth wall. They're speaking to the camera. It's like, I just love the whole vibe of it, and it's been what's missing for so long. I just like how it's shot and how it's produced. I think it's really great.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that you're right. There was a lot of like phone eating salads in the E1 and
always
here.
Salads.
It seems like, because you know, with them, we get everything anyway, right? Like, we see all the TMZ articles, we see the E articles, and so it feels like we know everything already. But with this show, it seems like they're just elaborating on what's happening, which then you get like the real details, like the Pete stuff, the Kanye stuff. SNL was like,
and it's happening so quickly.
Kim Kardashian's gonna be on SNL, but this we like really got to see the behind the scenes. Yeah. What do you guys think about Amy Schumer?
I thought her apartment was hideous. First of all, I was like, "What the fuck? You have how much money? This apartment is a shithole. It looks like my hippie aunt, like in Peekskill, New York's apartment." I like her. I know that a lot of comedians don't because she steals jokes or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea she was friends with Kim. Like, when she went to Amy Schumer, by the way, getting her to write your script is like her and Dave Chappelle wrote the script.
And she's like, I'm texting
Dave. I think Michelle Wolf wrote a lot of it.
That's why it was such a home run. She has three of the best comedians out there. But I like her.
Michelle Wolf is so funny. I love Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, you love her.
Yeah.
I really don't mind. I don't mind Amy. I know what you're saying, Pat. Like, she does rub
she
a lot of people
the wrong way.
She
used to be funnier when she was
younger. She did used to be a funny. I think I also, but I did like, I try and, because it feels like people don't like her, so I try and be like, people don't like her, I shouldn't like her, and then I watch and then I laugh like when they in that moment when she told the sex tape joke and Amy didn't pick up on it and was like, what movie? And she's like, my sex tape. She's like, thank you. That made me laugh.
Yeah. That made me, and I would make the same joke. She was like, if someone had a sex tape from 20 years ago, I'd be like, fucking put it out everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
And like, that's, you know, that's the kind of comedy I like. Do you see her new show?
I haven't watched it.
Okay, but the thing is, like, it's like
Life with Beth.
Life
with
Beth
was like
Life with Beth.
It's slow.
I'm very indifferent on her. Like, don't hate her, don't love her.
Yeah,
really
I just think I just think it's the shock value is gone with it. The constantly saying pussy, constantly doing things, talking about vagina, the sex, the tramp stamp, the like the chubby girl that's like, you know, uncomfortable, like, you know, that's her shtick and everything like that. But I think she, it's like you would. I thought with this new show, she'd be able to reinvent that character into something new, which is kind of the show. Kind of has a new vibe to it, where it's like a little slower and kind of like more, you know, chill.
Does it feel like her train wreck character?
It's the exact same character. Yeah. It's been done with.
Really?
No. I don't think she's a whole new shtick, but it's like, do something new to freshen it up. I don't think anything's been freshened up, and it's like, you know, it's the same kind of, you know, dowdy girl that insecure that sleeps with like all these people, like is big a whore, and then like has to like deal with the.
But it's also like that's been normalized. Like when she first got famous, like no one was talking about chubby like down to her, like no one was talking about their vaginas. Now it's like that has successfully been normalized. Like bring up like call her daddy.
I need something
like,
fresh.
Everyone talks
something
about
fresh
that.
From her.
Yeah.
And I did like how she did. I get in my head so much, and I always like a second opinion to edit down. I always do way too much with everything, so like I need to like bring things down and simplify it. And you do a good job with doing that for me. So did you see the episode?
Yeah.
So Amy Schumer sits her down in her ugly house and says, "You know, that's not funny. That's too long winded.
Yeah.
This is great, which I think is really important.
So I'm the Amy Schumer to your Kim. Well, that would make you Kim.
But it also
Kim.
Felt like she didn't really take a lot of it. Like, Amy Schumer gave her all these critiques. And then we all watched her on SNL, and she used just, a lot of them.
I'll be honest, though. I was happy Kim did that. And what she said was, like, she was like, I'm going to stick to my gut. Because there were, I'm forgetting which ones exactly, but there were jokes that Kim was going to say that Amy was like, I'd stay away from that. And I was like, why? Like so I'm happy that Kim didn't exactly follow what Amy said, because just because Amy Schumer's saying it doesn't mean you have to do that. So I was glad that she kind of
Chappelle
could
have been in the background being like, fuck that. Yeah. Like Michelle Wolf, who she's like really
and I'm going to listen to them probably over Amy Schumer.
I thought it was really good. And Courtney, we saw, she is, did you see the backyard scene?
Yeah. What
was wrong? With them, they seem like they were on fucking Quaaludes. She goes, "She's like, hi, yeah."
In front of the realtor.
The shit out of me.
No. When it's her and Chris in the backyard talking about her IVF.
Oh.
She sits there. She goes, "Hello," and she like didn't move, and she was just waiting on the couch with her fucking laser glasses on. She goes, "Hi," and then mom's like, and they're both so monotone and weird acting. I know they were talking about a sensitive subject, but it was like they were both on pills. She goes, "Yeah, my kids aren't here right now because they're with Scott." But Penelope will be here any minute. It was just very weird that, like, you know,
the vibe was weird.
Yeah,
very weird.
It is weird. I think that the scene with the realtor creeped me
out. Right. I thought you were talking about with them making
you
out.
You guys are in love.
Front of the
you guys are madly in love, and I love it. Like, I love how in love they are, but. In front of the realtor, like,
so
you don't need
weird.
To do that. Like,
she straddled him.
Yeah, like you really don't need to be doing that. And the guy looking around and he just like walked away.
What's going on?
He's probably like, is Travis Parker about to fuck Courtney Kardashian right now?
And they didn't even buy this house yet. Like, can they at least put a down payment on?
Also, easiest job ever being the realtor for that.
Maybe it's like just
they're gonna build
unearthed jealousy from everyone. That's like. I can't even imagine being that like sexually attracted to someone all the time. Like all the time.
He's just not my I'm sure he's lovely.
He looks
not
like
my
a freak. Are we allowed to say it?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
He's like, I was like, okay, because you see him like behind the drums, he looks cool, and then I'm like, he looks like Voldemort almost.
But yes,
he
does. But I'll say this. Do you think that maybe like they must be having like they have like probably amazing sex, so she feels that chemistry around him?
I was with
whereas like it doesn't matter what they look like, he just like feels it.
Do you remember?
Yeah,
I was with them the night they got married. I was the last one to see them walk. I was outside smoking outside Delilah.
You were in Vegas.
For and his 3-week trip for 1 hour.
And then they came out of the thing. And I met Courtney a few times before, so I said hi. I didn't just say hi. I go, hey, Court. So I'm pretty much a bridesmaid.
Like, who the fuck are you?
So I don't know if she remembered me or not. I didn't. It was a very quick passing, and she was holding hands with Travis. They walked right into the club, and you know that's the last I saw of her. And she got married, so I think I had something to do with the wedding.
Yeah,
I agree.
Who's like
a witness
besides Snooki? Who's like the most famous person you're like actually close with?
Oh,
me.
Trish. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Rachel Dolezal?
Rachel Dolezal. I'm kind of I'm friendly with everyone, like, you know, just like not like I actually hang out with, I think Nicole's like the biggest so I actually hang out with all the time, but when we're like going out, like we're always like hanging out with
you, just bump into tons people, of people. Yeah,
we like we hang, it's, you know how it is in the scene, they hang out with everyone.
Yeah,
so
you know how it is.
Yeah,
you know how it is, girl.
Trust me, I know how it is. Yeah. I've ran into Courtney a couple of times.
Yeah.
Didn't remember.
Have you met Courtney?
We've never.
None of the Kardashians?
We've only been in the same. We've been in the same room, but
yeah,
they were at People's Choice, weren't they?
Yes. I'm blocked by Kris Jenner, so.
You are?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
When I was like 14, I was like a troll. Like I would like tweet like mean things, and I regret it because I love Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
And I'm blocked, which is like a nightmare.
Did you ever have to speak your truth?
What do you mean?
Did you have to ever speak, like come out and say that, like do a public apology?
I've said a million times that I'm blocked by her and like been like, I love Kris Jenner, but she's never going to unblock me. You know?
Do you want me to text her? No, never.
I did. Yeah, I should text her.
I was going to say bullshit.
Interesting.
Who are you blocked by?
I was blocked by Jonathan Cheban, and then
I am blocked by him too.
Then he came on my podcast, and then he unblocked me. Now we're cordial.
We love him. No, just kidding.
He blocks everybody.
Foo God.
Yeah.
Legally.
I think I called him gay back in the day.
No. Foo God's never been on our show.
The truth hurts.
He doesn't like doing podcasts.
We interviewed him on the red carpet one.
Yes, and I was like, you blocked me, and I never even tweeted him or anything.
Yeah.
So I don't even know why I was blocked.
Hmm.
Are we friends with him? Like, are we? Do we like?
I don't.
Him?
Oh,
do
I have no problem with him.
Yeah.
But where has he been? I feel like I haven't seen him.
He lives in Miami now.
Okay.
And he's just kind of doing. He's doing Food Network. He has a new Food Network show. He asked me to be on it, and I wasn't available. He has a new Food Network show coming out. He wanted me to go eat sandwiches with me. Stupid sandwiches with like pickles or something. But we couldn't make it.
Oh.
Unfortunately, but he has a new Food Network show that Kris Kardashian produced.
Oh, that's
fun. There you go. What about? I'm trying to think. Other parts of this episode, Chloe went on James Corden. It was first big thing.
She's very nervous.
When I watch, I kind of forget because people criticize her so much, and then I watch and I feel like she actually has gotten so much anxiety
through
the years. I found that to be very interesting.
It was hard.
Yeah. It makes sense, but yeah. I was very interested that somebody so famous would be so nervous to go on James Corden.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about James Corden?
James Corden's probably the easiest person ever to get along with.
Yeah. I heard he's a nightmare.
Is he a nightmare?
James I heard Corden. He's a dick.
Oh, is he? Well, tell me more.
Rumor on the street is that he's kind of like an Ellen.
Yeah. Oh.
Like asshole behind the scenes, very nice to celebs. Yep.
Oh.
There was a petition about him.
petition.
What was it? What play was it?
So they're turning Wicked, right? Wasn't it? Wicked?
Yeah, they're talking Wicked into a movie, and they were like, there was a petition like keeps James Corden away from Wicked.
Well, he was in Cats.
Yes, he was in Cats. Well. And then he did the Cinderella thing with Camila Cabello, and then they did
he's
that.
Also in Prom on Netflix.
Right, and people say that he ruins everything that he's in, so they're like, keep James Corden away from Wicked.
I didn't enjoy James Corden in Into the Woods.
People think he is married
to a woman, and they have children. Mm. I believe
he's got a body.
Devin,
like
you're married to him as well, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
it's me.
But I think people really did like what he said. Like what he said to Chloe, he was like,
pep talk.
Yeah, it was a good pep talk as far as celeb pep talks go. Of like, don't listen to the haters.
I was like, I've been shitting on James Corden, but like that was a really
that sentiment
good
talk. Was very
I was
nice.
Like, I really enjoyed that,
but. That was him talking to Khloe Kardashian.
Cameras.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you think Malika gets paid?
No.
My favorite
bitch.
Thing
for
is,
what?
You know what?
For
anything?
Being on the payroll?
No, she's got to get something
she's
for being it, on
but you know Nori's Black Book on Instagram?
Yes.
My favorite
so
thing is
funny.
How they just shit on Malika.
Stop.
They're like, of course Malika snuck her way into this episode.
And,
I'm the Malika of the Jersey Shore.
The account just calls both the sisters the Malikas.
Yeah, the Malikas. Yeah. Can't believe the Malikas made it onto this.
Yeah, well, you know that speaking of North, I've been very candid and vocal, I think, about saying that, and I quote, Northwest is an asshole.
You have been very candid.
She is
about
an asshole. I'm sure she's a lesbian, too.
I'll say the asshole part.
I see Mason.
So I'll get canceled. I don't care. I think she's lesbian.
We can blip all that.
You're allowed to say whatever you want.
I work in early childhood development in the LGBTQ center, a.k.a. the men's room. And no, I'm kidding. No, I have a feeling that that's going to happen.
You can see it.
And we'll all come back to this. And you guys would
She'll still be an asshole, but she'll be a lesbian asshole.
the worst type.
And she'll date Blue Ivy. And she'll date Blue Ivy.
The worst kind of asshole.
The worst type.
She'll go with Blue Ivy when they become her JoJo Siwa.
Blue
Ivy will be all together
too. They could be in a throuple.
You see JoJo Siwa now? She's a real dyke. She cut all her hair off.
I know. I was like, what do you? We get it. We get it.
Get it, girl.
You have a fucking like a gel pen and a bedazzled thing. Like, we get it.
Should we have JoJo Siwa on our gay float?
She can have someone permanently riding her face every time she's on camera. We should have her on our float.
Mm-hmm. She didn't get invited to the Kids' Choice Awards.
Because she's like,
wait, really?
That's literally
that's
why
what she's saying.
Because she cut her hair. I literally think
no
that's
joke.
Why.
Like, she cut her hair and then like she didn't get invited.
It's
to
like
the
we
Kids'
get it.
Isn't that Nick, fucked? It was so obvious.
And,
that's
like,
what it was.
So funny.
And, and Nickelodeon was like. Nickelodeon's statement was like it was a mistake. They
I think
like,
that JoJo Siwa yeah. probably
like,
made Nickelodeon
the, fell through the cracks,
the most money that they've ever seen. JoJo Siwa's made them, and for herself.
Well, then
and
I got to see Gronk getting jizzed all over by green slime. I was like, oh,
I feel like you're a big Gronk guy.
Gronk is my number one.
Really?
We just have Rochelle Ryan on our show. She's a big booty porn star, and that's her number one as well.
Gronk, have you met Camille ever?
Camille, his wife?
His girlfriend.
She's gorgeous.
She's
love
so pretty,
her.
Though.
She's
funny,
she's a
too.
Sweetheart. She's been on our show a bunch of times.
No, I haven't met her yet. Next time she comes in, write me in.
Yeah, she's amazing. So she'll give you the insights.
Do you think she has dick pics of him in her phone?
Probably, but I don't know if she would show you them.
I would guess.
Joey gets catty with her. Yeah. He goes, well, we
let
meet
me
again.
Let me see your phone.
Yeah, I'll put my number in.
What else do we want to... Oh, the... I feel like the SNL stuff is dragging a
little.
It's
too much. And the third episode is going to be live from New York.
Right,
we
like,
get
there's
it.
There's only 10
you're
episodes.
Doing SNL.
Do you the think whole that, season's 10
and she
episodes.
She also said she's never seen an episode of SNL, which was like...
Did she?
Yeah, she
that's
said
insane.
That.
She's been in the audience with Kanye before. Now, what do you think? Do you think they did this for like... superstition to bring up the sex tape in the first episode like they did with the original show?
So my
Maria posed this question as well.
My sister texted me and she goes, I have a lot of thoughts about this Kardashian.
Did your sister and Gia fight?
Do my sister and her sister fight? They don't speak.
They don't know
they don't?
My sister is I wouldn't say a lot older, but
I mean they're almost 10 years in age difference.
Right, and they don't see each other a lot.
30 and 20
or talk a lot.
Your sister was awesome in Vegas.
Oh my god.
She is like the so professional, so much fun. We had a blast.
Good. She is a great
well
time.
Done, Gia.
She is an awesome time. A lot of fun.
So you're saying, so your sister said...
So my sister texted me, she's like, I have so many thoughts about this. And I said, what are your thoughts? And she was like, I think that this is a planned thing to bring up the sex tape in the beginning because that's how the original show started. And Chloe also alluded to that in the show as well. But like, I just feel like, and once again, this is what my sister's saying, so I don't want to take her own thoughts, but with the, like, it just so happened that it popped up on his iPad. Like, you know,
it
is likely, I guess, but really?
When the cameras are
is
there.
It that likely?
At the picnic.
Yeah.
That one. That,
at the picnic of the first day of shooting.
Yeah. I can buy it until, like, Kanye got involved, and then it feels like more, because Kanye is such a wild
sex tape
card.
Thing part is real. I think that whole situation is real, but, like, the
they
kids'
just recreated.
iPad,
they
iPad that popping up, I'm like, I don't know.
What is Roblox?
I have no idea.
It's a gaming site.
But porn commercials show up on it?
It was like a pop-up ad or something.
People still get pop-ups in 2022?
That's another thing. I'm like, what? The Kim Kardashian crime
on an Apple computer?
Roblox, it's like...
on a Mac?
I think it's like fantasy
where they
shit.
Probably have a bunch of locks that we don't even know about because we're not rich and famous.
You know where
it's
I
like
should go in?
Like the government.
Roblox, I feel like, is our... Like, it's like young kids like addictinggames.com. You ever go
that?
Yeah, fun. Like, but no, okay, Roblox is an online game platform and game creation system. Allows users to program games and play games created by other users.
That's just asking someone to get sex trafficked.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Yeah. Yeah, have you ever been sex trafficked, Trish?
Yes.
How was it?
It was fine. It was
Kim
intentional.
Kim threatened to sue Roblox.
Do you both have boyfriends?
I do.
What's his name? Or her name?
Don't show picture.
His
do
name.
Not show picture. He will become fixated.
Let me just see him.
Don't.
I actually feel like Joey would
You
are
going to
love her boyfriend.
I feel like
topless?
You
can
will
find
like,
him online. It's
if
not
you
that hard.
Met him in real life because Joe.
No, I look
and his
I
name think, is Joe, right?
And his name is Joe.
And this is no.
You're going to die.
I don't know how to say this in the right way, but Joe gets along really, really well with gay guys.
Yeah, he does.
Well, bring him on.
He was in your DMs.
And we actually have him right here today. Yeah, no, he wasn't. Did he grow up near you? Give me that fucking phone.
No, don't
I won't press anything.
I won't press anything.
Oh.
He's a 10. No, he's literally a 10.
Oh my god. Can I swipe?
Yeah, there are pictures from vacation.
Oh, you did a photo shoot with him.
He is.
Yeah.
He's the real, he's a Devo.
So cute. this fucking dumb bitch. It's you.
It's you. Pictures of myself.
Oh, is that a topless?
Yep.
Yeah.
There he is. Well, what a, you guys are a beautiful couple. Are those real tits?
Me? Yeah. Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you. Oh, no, speaking of her. Yes.
him as well.
Oh, wow. Where is he from? Jersey?
Long Island.
Oh, by her. Did you sleep with them when you were younger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Can you imagine? No, just made out with all
his
friends.
Do you live together? Oh, how nice. Now, Gia said when your parents are away, I can stay at the apartment with her.
You absolutely can. Okay, good. You absolutely can. She's beautiful. She's apartment. Got a, she's got
where did they go? They went somewhere, right?
They live in Florida in the in these times.
Beautiful.
Wait,
apartment.
Does Gia's boyfriend go there? He's cute too.
Yeah, he's there a lot.
Oh, our buddy Nick.
Yeah. Let's I put think a nanny cam in. Me. You should put a nanny cam in to make sure she's not doing anything bad there.
Because there were a couple times where we couldn't find her in Vegas.
Yeah.
She came back flushed.
She,
I think, you know what's really funny? Before Gia went to Vegas, she was like, I'm not going to like drink or do anything. Like, and I was like, no, you're going to drink and you're going
to
do
stuff.
We
went out to dinner with her the first night, and I think she was a little, not nervous, but just, you know, professional. Yeah. And then we got a hold of the menu. We were like, we're getting this. Joy's ordering martinis. And
that's the miso
blanca. Yeah, I mean, that's the way to her heart.
Our waitress name was Ocean.
She acted like a river.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, she was all over the place.
She didn't beautiful like name all the animals in the hotel.
Yeah, she was very bent out of shape.
She's sad.
She's well, they're a drugged big up animal.
Well, yeah. we stayed at the hotel where the Siegfried and Roy Zoo Mirage was at the Mirage. Yeah. They only put you the, you know, Caitlin Walker only put you the classiest dolphins joints. Okay.
She said she wanted to free the dolphins at the dolphin show.
She would have hated my high school then. We had like birds in cages in the lobby.
In your high school?
Yeah.
What's the name of the high school?
Kallenberg. Yeah. They had
that's
birds.
Your Columbine. They
I've talked about
them before. Yeah, the birds.
Stop. Were school shootings fun when you were, I mean not fun, were they big when you were a kid?
Not in my school.
You were peak school shooting.
Yeah, but I brought up the Columbine shooting recently, weirdly
enough.
We had
drills.
Because of the Rachel's challenge.
Yeah.
What's Rachel's challenge?
Oh, I remember this.
People were weirded out that I brought this up, but I'm going to bring it up again. I went to Catholic school my whole life. And
all girls?
No. Oh. And in Catholic school, they taught us, they were like, in Rachel's challenge, and there was another girl, apparently, where they were asked if they believe in God, and they said yes, and they got shot. And so they scared us.
At your school?
Yeah, and they scared us into thinking that, like, we were going to be asked that one day, and if they asked, we have to say yes. And,
Rachel
like,
was a made-up person, though.
No, Rachel was real.
Oh, Rachel was real.
Did someone really get shot at your school?
No, not at my school. It's about Columbine.
Oh, yeah.
It's about Columbine.
That's what they asked the person when they shot someone. Do you believe in God?
But I don't think
I think that is a thing that happened.
But that's
a
story, and they kept thinking that we were going to all have to be martyrs. Like, I was thinking, I grew up thinking, like, I'm going to have to die by saying that I believe in God.
Oh, jeez. Yep. I'd have thrown her right under the bus. God, of course. Ooh. Said, nope, not me.
Public school for you guys? All
yeah, I went to Union High School.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like about 15 minutes
when
around from the rich area.
Yeah.
My mother's pussy. I didn't have to come out. I was just always gay. And I always loved it. I was a pioneer.
He was a pioneer.
Did you? I was a pioneer. I used to, you know, I was out since forever. I used to have a crush on Silver Spoons, Ricky Schroeder. Now I'm aging myself. But yeah, I never really came out. I was just always, you know, I was nominated for prom king. I was very popular in high school.
Sure, you need to show them pictures.
Well, I was friends with, best friends with all like, the hot popular girls, and everyone wanted to be me. Not be me. Everyone wanted to be like, hang out with us and like get with the girls. And I was enjoyable. Like,
so humble, isn't she?
I'm not saying, you know, just be funny and don't get bullied. Like, but I just kind of like, you know, if I ever, I think I prevented getting bullied by just being myself and like making people laugh and
right, you were
being
so friendly. Yourself
like,
and comfortable.
I'm hard to hate. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Definitely.
So
this has been a good chat and very non Kardashian.
Yeah, we mixed in the Kardashians.
But let's end it with the end scene.
Yes.
Is they're in the they're in the car, they're getting ready for SNL, and Chris is like, I have something to tell you, kicks the driver out of the car.
I love that so much. Where she booted him out, I was like, what is it
going to
be?
Sir, can you shut the trunk?
I love it. She like just yelled. It was like, shut the trunk.
Yeah. But you have
and
to.
And Chloe's
it's like
are you going to say thank you?
Yeah. And it made me nervous. And hopefully it was like part of the production team that they're with all the time and not some like poor, like Uber, not poor, I mean like some
Uber driver, some Uber random driver. Person. Yeah. I get it though. Kick his ass out. Anyone can sell a story.
But
yeah.
She made this. I thought she was going to say like, the most horrible thing in the world. I thought she was going to actually say. She made it seem so. It's Chloe and Chloe and Krish in the back of this car, and she goes, I have to tell you something. Driver, can you mind step out? She shut the door. And then finally, she was building it up so much. I thought she was going to tell her that Tristan. She just found out that Tristan has a baby with some other person. Didn't you? Yeah, not that she's
yeah,
engaged.
I had to be honest, no idea I thought what it was going to be. I really had no idea. I did not think it was going to be about Courtney and Travis.
Yeah,
I did. I thought it was going to be something about Tristan.
Yeah, me too. That happens later on, though. I think in the season.
I think so.
That's
good. Apparently,
that's
it's good apparently scene. It's Kim who
that
has to call
bitch.
Chloe.
Yeah, she stalks
yeah,
everyone.
She's in the know. She knows what's going
Kim
on.
Kim doesn't give a fuck either. She'll just say it.
She's got all the money, all the resources.
You guys like all the Kardashians, right?
I love them.
Yes. We love them too. I like they get shit, but I love all of them. Can you rank them? That's how we'll end this. Rank.
Who my favorites are?
Yeah. You can include.
You want to go first?
Mm-hmm. Include Chris in there.
Can we include Caitlyn?
Yeah.
You can include Chris, Caitlyn, Rob, Kylie, Kendall, and then the rest of the sisters.
Okay. I'm going to go with my favorite.
It's Caitlyn.
No, put Rob Kardashian Sr. in there.
Say your truth. Yeah. Say don't be embarrassed. Say
I'm
Caitlyn.
Now Caitlyn's not my favorite. I think Courtney is my favorite. I think because I am a poosh queen and I follow everything she does. She had me eating bee pollen one day. I said, what the fuck is this? I was like literally eating bee pollen. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I was like, I'm just bringing this on. Yeah. Anything that bitch sells, I'll fucking buy. Mm-hmm. I do Goop too. Like I would buy a woman's vibrator just to have it because she said I needed it. Yeah. Like I am a tried and true and I always love that shit. Mm-hmm. Like even like I used to go to Allure Magazine. If someone says it, like I was influenced from back in the day when it was like, I was just like
print influencer.
Smell a candle at some store and like oh my God.
Like buying the jade eggs from Goop.
Yeah, I have two in right now.
Yes.
Okay. That's why I'm perched up like this. So I think her dry sense of humor is really, really funny. I love how she like tells everyone to how everyone's like so dramatic and she's so chill. I love that. Next, I'm going to go with Chloe. Kim is like whatever. I mean, she's a unicorn. So she's like everyone's favorite.
Our lists are very different.
I love... what's the one?
You would fuck Rob. You would suck Rob.
Oh my God. I would do filthy things to him. Then I would probably say probably Kim, Kimberly. Then.
How is Caitlyn not up there yet?
Caitlyn is. She's not there yet. Then
Caitlyn
I would
do. He's a California hat on his desk, by the way.
And then I would do Kendall, then Kylie.
Oh, I forgot about Kendall.
And then who else? Chris? Kanye? Chloe?
Oh, can Kanye be in it?
Sure.
Courtney's my favorite, and my least favorite is probably Kylie.
Yeah. I'm going
because she's tacky and I know I like no I'm I just not tacky not but like fan, no yeah. I like when you look at Kendall's house like I want her Miss Flatware.
She's
I want
so gorgeous
I
too.
Want the her like I love her tea roses style. In her garden yeah. I want Understood. I think the way she dresses is so good
and her giant Dobermans
yeah. I don't yeah. love Kylie's style
no
Kylie's style is too much for
no
me.
It's too like baddie and like Cardi B it's like
it's
all like
cheap.
That it's like cheap looking but you know their interiors I love everything about that and I also love Courtney's style. I think it's like something eclectic. I mean, Kim's house, girl.
It's too.
I don't love Kim's style either. Mm-hmm. No. And I think it has a lot to do with Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
he like weird loves her for.
Now, Trish, who's your favorite?
Kanye
you
can't wanted
pick,
to quit.
You can't pick me or Rhea.
I'm Fran.
Yeah.
Let me think. My brain is shutting down because I haven't eaten anything all day.
Is it Corey?
I'm going Chris.
Corey.
It's I'm
Those
going,
thick
I'm going
thighs.
Corey. Tyga.
Yeah.
ASAP Ferg. I'm going, no. Chris. Kim. Chloe.
That's
Caitlin.
Who you're obsessed with money.
Yes. Chris, Kim. Chloe. Caitlin.
Kylie.
Kendall. Rob. Kylie. And then Northwest. Courtney's an afterthought. Courtney's the lowest. She's my least favorite out of everyone. She just doesn't. She's the only one who doesn't have like a business. Like she's clearly, you know what I mean. Poosh. Everyone has built an empire. Yeah, but like compare that to the other ladies.
Yeah,
it's look, nothing. Courtney is on record saying, you know, work's not her number
not
one
her.
Priority.
Yeah.
More power to her.
The fact, yeah. the best was when Kim said that like people the work don't want to get up and work and
I use that.
That's
him.
True.
I use
Courtney
that on him.
Was like, that's so true.
Yeah, yeah. Courtney was like, yeah,
that
fact.
Is true.
Yes, you're right. You're talking. Yep, got it.
I was just mad I couldn't get that meme up fast enough because I didn't feel like doing all that backtracking, finding that clip of her in the
yeah,
video.
You need a social person.
What about you, girls? Just favorite and least favorite.
My favorite is Kim, always. Yeah. I think she's very funny.
Yeah,
and watching SNL, I don't think she realized how funny she really is.
Yeah,
so I think she's definitely my favorite. And I think my least favorite is God. If we're including all of them, I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
I think mine's also Kim favorite.
I love how Kim's still friends with like all of her childhood friends.
I like
friends.
That show, yeah.
Like I think that's so great. And I think a lot of them are, but I feel like I see it more from Kim. She has like her girl group of like her high school friends,
it's genuine.
Which is so cute.
Would you rather have sex with MGK or Pete Davidson?
Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson. Not even a question. Yeah, I see no, I have no appeal towards
he
MGK
looks so
at
gross
all.
In a Caleb show.
I do not think MGK is attractive whatsoever.
No.
And
we
I
probably share clothes.
I don't even like, you know, like some, you don't have to be attractive for me to think you're hot, like an aura, whatever. Like Pete Davidson, I think he's so hot, but I don't think he's actually hot. MGK.
Casey Smith likes MGK.
I have no, it grosses me out. Yeah. I have nothing about him appeals me. Nothing.
I feel like he's got a skinny, uncut dick.
Ew.
Right?
With marble sized balls and a
pointy head.
So
you guys aren't, you're not into MGK?
No.
No. Okay. No. Thank God. Because I thought I was crazy because I would always say
I like him
that
thick.
I don't like MGK. And people will be like, why? You don't see it? Not even.
No.
Not in the slightest
tattoo.
Bit. Hate it. Ugh. Hate it. Nothing about him. Nothing about him.
Well, you heard it here first.
Courtney's probably at my butt.
No, you skipped the MGK Pete Davidson
I know.
Question.
No, Pete Davidson, 100%. Pete Davidson.
Same.
No joke. No, that's the only one. I know. I was trying to think. What was your last Kardashian for least favorite?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't say one.
Mm.
Corey?
No.
I go between Kylie and Courtney. Yeah. Kylie, I feel like I've
Jordan Woods.
I've bought so many of her things, so I'm clearly influenced by her. So
yeah, I would maybe
feel
put
like
Courtney last.
Maybe Courtney.
I'm with you, girl.
But I'm happy for Courtney's happiness.
I like
right
her
now.
With Travis, but yeah. I think as
boy,
just
is
the
she
person.
Happy. Clearly, yeah. All of them
and horny
and all those kids.
Who knows?
Crazy
skinny.
To go backwards and or to. I didn't even. This is how much I know. I don't even know you could like. Induce menopause.
When you eat as healthy as she does, like she said, she went early menopause.
Is that what it
like,
is?
I went through my changes already, and
I've
the IVF like sent her into early menopause. They're gonna have more kids.
Yeah, they want a baby together.
Because they want to make their own baby.
Yeah, they all did. They all did
Isn't
an interview. They all did an interview. They said Courtney was gonna have the most kids, and then they also said maybe Kim.
Well, Kim's got four.
Yeah.
That's a
no,
lot
I'm too
kids.
Old by now. I'd be like in my wheelchair in the senior year of high school. I can't do that.
Do you want kids?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm decided.
One time you tweeted about a kid and I thought you had a kid.
Oh, it was probably my nephew.
Yeah. And I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Did
no.
Pat adopt a kid?
Imagine.
I was really thrown off. I like texted people being like, did Pat adopt a kid? I was so thrown off.
I am called Aunt Trish by my nephew, which is funny. Or Aunt Pat by my nephew, which is kind of funny.
That is
but...
Oh. I finally get it.
Yeah. What?
I finally get Trish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Yeah.
Do I?
From
yes,
Patricia.
I think so.
Patricia.
Patricia. Yeah, yeah.
I never put those two together, until right this second.
Yeah, I gave him that name because my mother used to call anyone
Trish. That's just coming together for me as well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, why does he call him Trish?
I was going to ask that. Now that really makes sense.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. I want to end
on
that
binary queens.
Yep. I love Trish. That. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
I hope
us.
You guys come on again.
We'd can you tag to. My Instagram so people follow me?
We will. What is thank it? Mr. P
Mr.
something?
Mr. P79.
Mr. P79. Are you going to drop those numbers at some point?
What am I doing?
I want to
switch drop the number from the Instagram name. Make it
how do
easier
I do
on people.
That?
You could change your name.
But it's not going to fuck everything up?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
It's not
sure.
As long as you know the name you're changing it to is available.
Yeah, my name.
You could change it once.
That's
and
it?
And it doesn't fuck the algorithm up?
No.
Chuck said it does.
No, I think you should change it.
I want to.
I
just
only know
concert,
that.
Right?
Yeah, I know that on. On Twitter, if you do, it fucks it up.
Yeah, but on Instagram,
but I don't know.
No.
Who can I ask here right now?
Gaz,
you can ask.
Chuck
Gaz
says it
or
does.
Chuck?
I don't know. I thought it.
But I would ask Gaz.
I changed mine to my full name.
Yeah, you did.
Not that. Like I guess it was
I gotta
a couple
go to
years
my full
ago.
Name
couple
too.
Years
oh, nothing. You didn't lose followers or anything
no,
weird.
No, stay the same.
I'm
no.
doing it. Fuck it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do it. You'll gain the followers anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be. Yeah, I'll be new. Be like
that new
totally
new,
new thing. Yeah. So now everyone follow his new Instagram.
Hopefully.
Put it on the screen.
Out and about.
Follow out and about. Listen.
And Trish.
Watch out and about on YouTube. It's so funny. They have all different guests on there, including some Barstool personalities that maybe one day they'll
will
have us on. Hopefully.
We have a special segment.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Where
good.
We bring Joe and Fran in for a demonstration.
And then we remove Fran from the studio and Joe is left with us. And there are no cameras.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Thanks
for having us.
let's get into another game of Beat Rhea and Fran. But first, it's a very busy year. You know, really busy time of the year is what I meant to say. We're traveling. There are weddings, graduations, spring sports, all these, you know, the holidays, Mother's Day, Father's Day. There's all these things that are happening. It's hectic. So sometimes you just forget to take a second for yourself. So this season, take a second to enjoy an ice cold Coors Light because you deserve a beer that's made to chill. And there's only one beer out there that is literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. We love our Coors Light. I think, you know, when I think about it, it's in the spring season. It's a Friday. It's the end of the day. All of our work is done. And I go into my fridge and I see the can or the bottle in there and the blue, the mountains are blue. I know it's ready to go. I know it's going to be so satisfying. So when we need a second for ourselves, we reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/chicks. One more time, you can get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/chicks. And always celebrate responsibly. This is coming from Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado.
Cheers. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much. The world's most refreshing podcast. Mm.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the
I'm keeping it in.
So just keep it in.
Sounds like you just
do not.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Don't keep that in. My mouth got all screwed up. All right. Beep, beep, beep. I've like forgotten.
He's going to keep that whole thing in. So.
Yeah, I'm keeping all this
I forgot
too.
If that was the word.
Gentlemen?
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another game of Beat Rhea and Fran. This is game 36, and we are joined by the lovely Emmeline and Ellie, who have had to deal with us for the last 10 minutes figuring out these headphones. But I think we got it, and then I messed up the intro, and I know Noah's going to keep it in, even though I say to cut it out. He also kept in me yelling at my dog the other day. It's like
you never told me to cut that out.
You did never say to cut that out.
I thought that was a given, but anyways, welcome to the show.
And then he clipped it to social media.
And then he clipped on social media, and I got yelled at so by my family, so that's good. So welcome to the show, Emmeline and Ellie.
Thanks for having us.
I'm a little intrigued before we start because, you know, sometimes Noah gives us little tidbits of emails that have been sent and things like that. And you guys were enemies before you were friends? enemies is a strong word.
Yeah, I think enemies is a little strong, but Emmeline was such a teacher's pet growing up. I just was the one to put her in her place. So once she was in her place, we became competitive.
Wow. All right. Well, that's a great beginning.
It is.
And now you're friends on Beat Rhea and Fran. Okay, so we are going to get into it. Here are the rules. 15 questions. Whoever has the most points at the end is the winner. We will alternate questions. And if you get one wrong, the other team can steal the point. Noah's going to give us a movie to start off. We have to guess the Rotten Tomato score. Whoever is closest will get to go first. We will alternate picks. So, Noah, what is today's movie?
I wonder if you guys have seen this movie, Bedazzled. You've never seen it?
I actually have never even heard of it.
Have you guys seen it?
No.
None of you have seen it. What?
Can you give us like a who's in it? Starring?
What a strange movie to pick.
No, but it's like a really good movie that like I would think most people
have seen. What year did it come out?
Okay, well, Brandon Fraser is the star of it.
Okay.
And it came out in 2000.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. I've never
should I switch
never
or
seen
you
or
guess
never
no,
let's
never
guess.
Seen or never and never
I'll
heard of this movie.
I'll show you the poster.
Nope.
Who's the lady in it?
What's her name? Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh, okay. Love her.
Yeah, great.
All right, let's take guesses.
I straight up have no idea. Okay, can you give us like a synopsis?
You want me to read the description of it?
Yeah.
Desperate to gain the affection of a beautiful coworker, Elliot, Brendan Fraser, strikes a deal with the devil, who's Elizabeth Hurley. She's the devil, a drop-dead gorgeous woman with a wicked sense of humor. In exchange for his soul, she will grant him 7 wishes, but with each wish, he gets more than he asked for.
Okay. All right. So let's go for it. This is the first time we're taking guesses for all four. People have never even heard an inkling about this movie before.
I'm shocked.
All right. One of you guys go first.
All right. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, I'll take a swing at it. I'm going to say 34.
49.
That description made me think, like, this is a bad movie. Like a like a good bad movie. I'm gonna go with like 10%. Go ahead.
I'm just gonna go high. I'll go 68, just in case.
I'm gonna go 10%.
50. So you're the closest.
50.
Yay!
Well done, Rhea.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, everyone go watch Bedazzled.
Yeah, wow.
It's a good movie.
Good endorsement.
And apparently, it's 50-50 on if you'll like it or not.
No, it's a good bad good. Okay, so...
Wow, I really never have heard of that.
I'm surprised. Yeah. I thought you guys probably wouldn't have seen it, but I'm surprised you haven't even heard of it.
No.
I'm sure your mom's watched it.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number one to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Abby from Somerville, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. I know where that is.
Okay. List these Drake music videos from least to most views on YouTube. God's Plan, Hotline Bling, One Dance... Laugh Now, Cry Later.
Least to most?
Least to most.
Hotline Bling's gotta be the most, right?
No, most would be God's Plan.
You think?
Yes.
Okay.
Least, Laugh Now, Cry Later.
Yeah.
Laugh Now, Cry Later.
One Dance?
15 seconds.
One Dance.
Hotline Bling.
Oh, wait, you know what? Hotline Bling was really... But God's Plan was like... Very talked about.
5 seconds.
For a different
I know.
Reason.
I'm just thinking the music, like the okay. Hotline Bling music video. Go Hotline Bling, God's Plan.
Okay, let's do Laugh Now, Cry Later, One Dance, Hotline Bling, God's Plan.
No. Oh no. Okay. I think Laugh Now, Cry Later. What are the other ones?
Bling Bling. I think let's switch God's Plan and One Dance or Hotline Bling.
So okay.
Laugh Now, Cry Later. Bling Bling.
Hot Bling.
One Dance.
10 seconds.
And wait. Okay. Oh shit.
Laugh Now, Cry Later.
Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling. God's Plan. One Dance.
Yeah, that's
wrong. Incorrect. The correct answer is from least to most. One Dance. Laugh Now, Cry Later, God's Plan, Hotline Bling. God's Plan has 1.4 billion. Hotline Bling has 1.8 billion.
Oh, close. Shit. Yeah, Hotline Bling, I feel like music video had one of those.
Yeah.
As far as music videos. Viral moments.
All right. Well, question number two.
Well,
that was funny. Okay, go ahead.
So far, I feel like with the Rotten Tomatoes and question number one,
off to a hard start.
Yeah,
a tough start.
It's all right.
But that's not a tough start. No, I was 49% and 50%.
No, just not having seen it.
But. No, and the rankings is
and it doesn't sound
hard.
Like Ellie's the biggest Drake fan. Okay, question number two, and this is to Emmeline and Ellie. Shout out Madison from Delco. Which and a lot of rap questions now because you asked for them. Which Leonardo DiCaprio movie inspired the music video for Lil Wayne's 6 Foot, 7 Foot? A, Catch Me If You Can. B, Shutter Island. C, Inception. D, Django Unchained.
I have no idea, but I want to guess Django Unchained for some reason.
I trust you. You're the rap girl.
I have no idea, but I feel like we should just go with D if you don't know.
Okay, D's good.
We'll go with D.
Incorrect.
I'm going to go Catch Me If You Can.
I kind of felt like I have no idea, but my gut made me think more towards that. It was Inception. What was B?
Shutter Island.
Shutter Island.
Catch Me If You Can. Let's go Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, why not? Catch Me If You Can.
Incorrect.
Oh, is it Shutter Island?
No, it's Inception.
Oh.
In the beginning, he falls back in the chair into water, like the Inception. Mm. Okay.
Never seen the video.
That was probably like my fourth guess.
Yeah.
This is going to be a low scoring game. I can feel it. Okay.
When you're saying pipe down over there.
When you're saying a lot of rap questions, you're saying like half?
No, no.
More than half?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No, there's not that many.
Oh, okay. That you made it sound like it was.
No, no, I know. But okay. I'm looking at these questions. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Shout out Lizzie and Ren from College Station.
Lizzie and Ren.
This is Turi and Fran. Which of the following is not a nickname for Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, and Abigail Breslin in Zombieland? A, Columbus. B, Tallahassee. C, Omaha. D, Little Rock.
I've never seen Zombieland.
Neither have I. Oh
my God.
Let's go A. I don't even know what A is.
Say them again.
A, Columbus. B, Tallahassee. C, Omaha. D, Little Rock.
Columbus.
Columbus, A.
Final answer.
Incorrect.
Shocking.
Ellen, do you know?
Not a clue. A lot of multiple choices.
Have you guys seen this movie?
I don't like the multiple choice ones.
No. I do have a friend whose nickname is Omaha, so I'm just inclined to say Omaha.
All right.
Final answer, Omaha.
Yes.
Correct.
Final answer. Wow.
Okay.
Woo-hoo! Shout out to your friend.
Shout out to my friend Omaha.
All right. 1-0, Emmeline and Ellie. This is question number 4 to Emmeline and Ellie. Shout out Stacy from Massachusetts. What year did all of these things happen? Moonlight wins Best Picture over La La Land at the Oscars. Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do is out. Beyonce's twin pregnancy announcement.
Ooh. I want to say like 2011. For some reason, I want to go later. I know I had a dance to it in college, and it was like the big thing. Okay, yeah, because I guess her twins wouldn't be almost 10 or 11. Okay.
Oh my, shoot, I don't know.
Like 2012? Like
10 seconds.
Let's say 13.
Okay, 13, final answer. 2013.
Incorrect.
I'm thinking 16.
We said that
thinking
the same
16.
Time.
I think Reputation.
Let's do 16.
16.
2016.
Incorrect. 2017.
Fuck.
Oh, dang.
I was thinking 16 or 17, and I felt 16. All right.
Yes. All right.
Back to the drawing board.
Still 1-0, Emmeline and Ellie, and this question is to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Kelsey from Oregon. Oregon? Oregon.
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 No, I don't know. Whatever.
Which Marvel movie did John C. Reilly have a guest role in?
That's it?
That's it.
All right. What Marvel did John C. Reilly have a guest role?
Guest role. I don't know.
I can't think of seeing John C. Reilly in any of these movies.
5 seconds.
Ant-Man.
Incorrect.
Ellie, any ideas?
I really don't picture him in any movie either. Like, it had to be probably a really small part. I kind of just want to go with one of the Iron Mans.
Yeah. Do you want to go with a 2?
Yeah, I was going to say Iron Man 2.
Okay. Iron Man 2. Final answer.
Incorrect. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Marvel, right?
Yep.
Okay. I started to get worried. I'm like, no, wait, no, is Guardians of the Galaxy
no, that
not
absolutely
Marvel?
Is.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yep. Yeah. That is correct.
Okay. Still 1-0, Emmeline and Ellie. And this question is to them.
This is tough.
Question number 6. Shout out Maggie from Mahwah, New Jersey.
Mahwah. Yep.
All right. What is the name of the theme park in Jimmy Neutron?
Oh, my gosh. Why did I just want to say Astroworld?
Do you have any idea? You're the Nick girl.
I was. I can totally picture the whole theme and, like, the brain with, like, the thing spinning around it, but I have no idea what the theme park is. We could just guess. Like,
Brainland.
Time is up.
Brainland.
Incorrect. No idea.
Not a clue.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Is it not? I don't even have a guess.
Okay. Retroland.
Yeah. Nope.
Does that ring a bell?
No.
Really?
I haven't watched an episode of Jimmy Neutron in 20 years. Maybe.
I used to watch it all the time.
Or whenever the last time, when the Jimmy Neutron movie came out, the Kids in America.
It's a good movie.
We're the kids of America. Of the future. They changed it.
All right. Still 1-0, Ellie and Emmeline. This question's to Rhea and Fran.
Almost halfway through. No points.
Shout out Swap Nil. No location. Just Swap Nil. Okay. How many staircases does Hogwarts have?
Oh, for this.
What?
How many staircases?
So many people sent this question in that I was like,
it I must, guess it's a people must thing. Know it. I don't know it.
42. 10 seconds.
78.
That's the final answer?
Yeah, I think it's more.
To Emmeline and Ellie.
Ellie?
Do you know what it is?
No.
I'm like a closeted Harry Potter nerd. and I don't know. It's like, I would go in the middle, like 56.
Okay. 56, final answer.
Incorrect. It's 142.
142.
Oh my God.
You said 42?
I did.
Wow. That's creepy.
That is weird. I saw the number 42 pop up in my head. I did. That's
just
why
missed
I said
the
it.
One
Yeah.
Just the one was a little hazy.
Right.
All right. Still 1-0. Emmeline and Ellie. And this is to them. Shout out Kirby. Shout out Kirby from Washington State. How was Viola told to chew and she's the man? And what was she chewing?
And we watch this all the time together as kids. What was she chewing?
I'm guessing like chew with your mouth closed, but that seems too obvious.
No, it was with her. Yeah, it was at the tea party. Chew like a lady. I think that's what it was.
She was probably eating like a cucumber sandwich or something.
I think she was eating a salad, wasn't she?
Oh, okay. Let's go with that. You seem like, a little more
confident. Called it chew like a lady.
Okay, say that.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
The mom says,
chew like you have a secret. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
But I don't fucking remember what she's eating. A sandwich? A hamburger? Why would they be having a hamburger?
I was thinking of those finger sandwiches.
Finger sandwich?
She said salad.
I don't think it's salad. I feel like it's a sandwich.
Okay, sandwich. Chew like you have a secret and it's a sandwich.
And a sandwich.
Incorrect. Well, half of it's correct, but... Chew like you have a secret is correct. It's a chicken leg.
Oh, I see her like.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. I wish you guys get a half point for that, but you can't.
Shit, I know.
Damn it.
If it was only written, like, what did she say? We would have had the answer.
Yeah. If only.
All right.
Well, question number 9, Rhea and Fran are still not on the board.
Yep.
And this question is to Emmeline and Ellie. Shout out,
Molly. No, this question's to us.
No, it's a Rhea
fan.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Shout out, Molly from Orlando, Florida.
Shit. All right, Molly, don't fucking let me down here.
I feel good about this one.
All right.
What is David Henry's character's full name in Wizards of Waverly Place?
Shit. Something Russo. There's Max, there's Alex, and what the fuck is David Henry's name? Why? Why him? Justin Russo.
Full name.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you serious?
I don't write the questions, okay? Molly. Justin would have been too easy.
Would it? Who the fuck knows his middle name? Justin Maxwell.
No, because the other one's
Max.
I know.
All
right, Sam.
Kyle,
time
Frank,
time
Justin, Daniel Russo. Justin Daniel Russo.
No.
Okay,
Emmeline and Ellie.
Hate you right now.
Really tough.
Justin.
What the fuck kind of question is that? What is David Henry's full name in Wizards of Waverly Place?
Probably something so weird, or like he's named after his dad.
I just assume it's something that's said a lot if she's asking it.
Cannot wait to find out the answer to this.
She's about to make it.
You know what happens when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
And so there you go.
All right, time is up for you guys.
Justin Thomas Russo.
No.
Is it like fucking Wolverine? Like what?
No, it's Justin Vincenzo Pepe Russo.
Vincenzo.
Okay.
And
Justin Vincenzo Pepe Russo is not something that's said very often in Wizards of Waverly Place. I could tell you that much. Yeah. It's no Esteban Julio Ricardo Montoya Del Rosa Ramirez. I'll tell you that.
It's for sure. It's not.
All right. Well, don't take your anger out on me.
On to the next.
Okay. This question number 10 to Emmeline and Ellie. I'm going to play a clip and you tell me what movie it's from.
I almost hope we get none right now.
I think we change all the time. I think we stay the same, but grow, I guess, a little bit. I think if you're growing, then you're changing. But I mean, we're changing from who we are, which we always stay as. Not really. I don't think so. I know.
I think it's Bridesmaids. Ellie?
I trust you.
Okay. We're going to go with Bridesmaids.
Correct.
I knew that one.
I knew it too. You've done multiple Bridesmaids.
Yeah, I was going to say, you stop using Bridesmaids because you've used Bridesmaids before.
You've done a movie from Bridesmaids already.
Why not go with something from Bedazzled?
Yeah. I actually thought about it, but I'm like, they probably haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It's hard to find clips. I've been picked Bedazzled. It's hard to find clips. It's hard to get questions.
Next question.
To please Next you guys. Question. I have people saying don't curate the things for them. As at the same time, you guys want questions.
You're not
questions.
Curating it for us.
But that's the point of the game. Like, it's not just trivia. The point of the game is to beat Rhea and Fran at their game.
Yeah. Like Bobby Flay is given meals that he's
like
great
Bobby
at.
Flay, like, Bobby Flay is a chef.
Yes.
So yeah, they're entering his arena.
I agree.
And when you play Rhea and Fran, you're entering our arena. Of questions that suit us. So if anybody else complains about that the questions aren't general, that's not the point in the game.
You heard her. People.
You did hear her. That's a good explanation.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
I had no answer. I was going to be like, well.
No, we based this off Beat Bobby Flay.
All right.
You're right.
It's 2-0 Emmeline and Ellie.
And we are chefs in our
We're
own
We're on question
kitchen.
Number exactly. 11. You guys still have a chance.
Yep. Sure.
Shout out Sarah and Melanie from Orlando, Florida. Another Orlando. This is Tori and Fran. Which Kardashian or Jenner significant other does Drake shout out in Sicko Mode?
Which Kardashian?
Should I name them all?
15 seconds.
Travis Scott, Scott Disick, Kanye West, Tristan Thompson, Tyga, Ben Simmons.
Time is up.
Oh, shit.
Time is up. Time is up.
Okay.
All right, so Emmeline and Ellie.
Yeah, I was trying to wrap the whole thing in my head. I got distracted with Fran saying all the names.
I feel like I want to say Kanye or like something random, like Ben Simmons. But I don't recall that being in the song. Maybe he refers to him as Yay, and it's like really quick, you know.
But this was before Yay was Yay.
Was it?
Yeah.
my rap knowledge clearly is subpar. We can go with Kanye if that's your gut.
I mean, let's just go. Okay, Kanye.
Incorrect. Devin Booker, Wet Like I'm Book.
Wet like a book. Yeah, I actually maybe would have never gotten Devin.
I was
Booker.
On my way. I was almost there. I went with Ben Simmons, and I should have said Devin. I went with old basketball.
Well, I mean, obviously, at that time they weren't together.
Yeah. And I probably would have never gotten Devin Booker from Wet.
Right.
Like a book.
I was trying to think of like who were their significant others when that song came out.
Yeah.
That's why I said Tyga.
All right. Question number 12. We're in Fran.
That's not our question.
Shut out right now. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, we are.
I just said I almost want to score 0 points now.
Emmeline and Ellie, this is to you. Shout out Brooke from Virginia. Who plays the sloth in Zootopia?
I fucking hate these questions.
I told you. I had to come up with five questions for our tour. I mean, five games for our tour. So this was like not a lot of questions left.
Oh, have you seen Zootopia?
No, I have not. I haven't seen Utopia.
Zootopia is a great movie.
Let's think of like
No one's seen anything.
Let's think of a funny.
I haven't even seen. All right, 3 seconds.
I want to say
Jonah Hill.
Okay, go. Jonah Hill.
Incorrect.
Seth Rogen.
I've seen this movie so many times.
I've never seen Zootopia.
His name is Flash.
I've never seen Zootopia.
I don't think it's Seth Rogen.
15 seconds.
It's hard to tell because he has a super slow, exaggerated voice. Seth Rogen.
Incorrect. Kristen Bell.
Oh, what? The sloth is played by Kristen Bell?
Yeah.
The sloth's name is Flash, right?
Can
you just search that for me for a second so at least one thing that popped into my brain during this recording is right?
Flash the sloth.
Yep, there. Well, if only that was the question.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Oh, Kristen Bell. Okay, all right.
All right.
Question 13. Let's round home here.
Let's get none right. It's a new game with ourselves.
You know, I kind of thought I would be in a worse mood answering no questions right because it normally does bother me.
This one's bothering me.
This one's I'm just laughing.
I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm PO'd.
Apparently Kristen Bell only had two words, but I don't know.
I mean, the sloth doesn't really talk.
Okay, I've never seen the movie.
Then that's a dumb question.
Yeah, it is a dumb question. It's a trick question.
All right, moving on.
It's only a dumb question.
Let's get through these. Yeah, let's get through these.
Okay, this one is to...
It's us.
Ryan France.
Yeah.
It's us, the big winners.
If you guys don't get this one...
Shut up.
I swear to God,
seriously,
I'm going
to
turn
We're about to stuff you in a lot.
I'm going to turn the Zoom off and end the game if you guys don't get this one. Okay, shout out Emma from Charlotte. Question number 13, still 2-0.
Come on, Emma from Charlotte.
What did Sarah, a.k.a. Allison Stoner, in Cheaper by the Dozen, soak her sister's boyfriend's underwear in?
Meat.
Final answer?
Meat. Yes.
Correct.
Thank God.
Oh, that's the first question I would have been able to answer properly. Yeah.
All right, they're on the board.
Meat.
Okay.
Meat.
2-1, Emmeline and Ellie. And we have two questions left.
If this game goes into overtime, I'm going to lose it.
All right, question number 14. Shout out Haley from Chicago. This is to Emmeline and Ellie. Which of these Disney Channel shows did not have a made-for-television movie? A, Wizards of Waverly Place. B, Suite Life of Zack and Cody. C, Kim Possible. D, Phil of the Future.
Did Wizards of Waverly Place have one?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like lost in the. They went
on. Possible seems weird. Like I wouldn't have seen it, but I also feel like there was a movie.
Was Phil of the Future like too early before movie adoptions?
That's a good word.
10 seconds.
Let's go. I feel like there was a weird movie and nobody watched it.
Okay, we can go Kim Possible.
No, go Phil of the Future. I've gotten too many wrong.
Okay, final answer: Phil of the Future.
Correct. That seals the deal.
That's the win.
It's the win right there.
I knew that one also, just want to say. I firmly
Well, there's
that
no
one.
Way to verify that you knew it.
Yeah, no, there's not, but I would just like to say that I knew that one.
All right, well.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody had a made-to-TV movie.
Mm-hmm. The Sweet Life movie.
Sweet Life movie.
Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie. Yeah. Kim Possible, move.
I remember all the other ones.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, question number 15. Shout out Key from Des Moines, Iowa. In Gossip Girl, which girl dated Nate, Chuck, and Dan?
Vanessa.
Correct.
Shit!
Did Damn, 3-2 final score.
Yeah, you know,
we did not deserve to win that one at all.
Things did not turn on until question 13. So
we did not either. Yeah, though I didn't know many of those.
You guys deserve to win.
I'll admit,
not
the greatest questions. Not the greatest questions.
No, and I'm 5 points.
Who voices the sloth in Zootopia? And the sloth has two words. Dumb question.
Okay, well, you didn't get any of the rap questions.
What was, that's okay. I still enjoy those, though. Yeah. It makes me think a little bit. What was the other one that was really stupid?
2017, we could have gotten.
Yeah, we could have. No,
Guardians of the Galaxy, you're a big Marvel fan.
What was the one that was before the Zootopia one that I said was stupid? The one that Molly asked.
Oh, Justin, the Wizards of Waverly Place.
Justin Vincenzo Pepe Russo.
You already remember it.
Because now I'm never going to forget it.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous question.
It's all right. We're going right. out.
Listen, Molly from Orlando.
Sportsman,
sorry.
Show some good sportsmanship.
Yeah, we're going to shake your hands.
Well done, three. Ladies.
It's nothing against you two.
I mean, yeah, you guys won.
They won.
Yeah,
exactly. They beat Ran Fran.
I'm happy for you guys.
Honestly, they beat Ran Fran at a round of entertainment trivia.
Yes, they did.
That was maybe not geared toward.
At a round of what?
Entertainment trivia.
They beat Ran Fran in regular trivia, not Ran Fran.
Yep.
Oh, so you're trying to say that this isn't your wheelhouse.
Those questions didn't feel like more say of
some,
our
you argued some
of
them. The other week.
No, I'm not arguing.
No. The rap questions
fit. I enjoyed those ones. Even though I got them wrong, I enjoyed them. Yeah. I did. I have
Here's
nothing
the thing.
Against
Here's
them.
The thing. Fran didn't get the Harry Potter question.
I did not.
You didn't get the rap questions. And there's another
Sometimes
thing.
Bobby Flay loses at his own game.
I'm far from a Marvel expert. I like the movies, and I've seen them, but I am not an expert.
In my mind,
would never take on anyone in Marvel trivia. Okay, I am not. Okay. That's like not my area. All right. So we lost.
All right, and this is the last Beat Ran Fran for a couple weeks while we're on
yeah,
tour.
Yeah, ending on a high note.
We're
going to
come back
tour.
Strong. We're going to get some practices in on those shows.
Hopefully we do well on tour.
Yes.
And ladies, once again, thank you very much. You have Beat Ran Fran, and you will get a t-shirt that says you beat Ran Fran.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe everywhere. And those Portland tickets are still on sale. Every single city is sold out besides Portland. I don't know what we did to you guys, so we're feeling pretty offended. Every single city is sold out besides Portland.
Could have been the lobster rolls.
It could have been the lobster rolls, although I thought that maybe would have had them buy them more. Not the case. Make sure you buy those tickets, and we will see you all on the West Coast this week.